The UK looks to U-turn on Huawei. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected today to unveil a plan to remove Huawei equipment from the country's 5G mobile phone infrastructure. Today's decision would be an about-face for the British government, which 6 months ago agreed the Chinese company could have a limited role in the UK's 5G networks. Emily Taylor, an associate fellow with the International Security Program at London think tank Chatham House, says the decision comes after mounting pressure from the United States.
The technical hook that this has been hung on is the effect of upcoming US sanctions on the supply of chips and what that will mean for the cybersecurity of Huawei's products in a worst case scenario.
Now, in practice, what would a decision today to remove Huawei from the UK's 5G networks actually mean? What does that process look like and how long would it take?
So the US banned Huawei effectively from 2012 onwards. And while there are some rural communities that use Huawei, a rip and replace was very workable. In the UK, it's just not the same at all. The carriers are saying that it will take a minimum of 5 years, ideally 7 years and maybe 10. They're also threatening that there would be blackouts for customers. There are also cybersecurity concerns. If that prevents BT from, for example, getting software updates.
Huawei has obviously been a leader in this space, but Nokia and Ericsson also play a role. Are they likely to now be leaders in building out 5G networks around the world as a result of this decision by the UK and others around the world?
Huawei is a strong competitor in a very, very consolidated market. There are no domestic US suppliers. And so how do we avoid getting into this state in the future? Conversation is exploring open standards, open source equipment, where you wouldn't have the same level of vendor lock-in in the future.
Emily Taylor at Chatham House, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Well, in the last hour, the chair of Huawei's UK board has resigned. His term had been expected to expire next March. Let's check financial markets. Global shares are solidly lower this morning. Shares of Lockheed Martin are down 2% ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. That's after China's foreign ministry said it will sanction the company for its involvement in a recent arms sale to Taiwan. Meanwhile, the UK economy contracted in the second quarter by 19.1%. But as lockdown restrictions eased, the economy grew slightly, 1.8% in May, after an historic April plunge. It was still below the 5.5% growth economists had been expecting. Well, governments are increasingly looking to spend on green initiatives to help revive their coronavirus-ravaged economies. Today, Joe Biden will reportedly call for $2 trillion in investment on clean energy projects over the next 4 years. And this morning, South Korea's president said his government will invest more than $90 billion over the next 5 years in environmentally friendly industries. The BBC's Julie Yoon has more on that.
Announcing his Green New Deal, President Moon Jae-in said projects run with digital technologies, including hydrogen-powered cars, smart grids, and telemedicine, would create nearly 2 million new jobs by 2025. Mr. Moon said they would transform South Korea into, as he put it, a pace-setting nation and reduce the country's reliance on fossil fuels. Greenpeace Korea has criticized the government's plan, saying it lacks the goal of cutting carbon emissions to net zero by 2050. But one lawmaker who helped draft the bill told Reuters a specific timeline for phasing out combustion engine vehicles would be challenging for major auto exporting nations like South Korea to adopt. In Seoul, I'm the BBC's Julie Yoon for Marketplace.
Does the idea of applying for a new job make you go, ugh? It can be a tedious process to find the right words to make your personality pop from a page. But as the BBC's Dougal Shaw reports, the coronavirus pandemic has actually helped change that process by literally giving applicants a voice.
I'm very passionate about traveling and learning new languages.
And I also love baking, and I have my own food blog.
I'm a people's person and like to form strong, long-lasting relationships with clients and colleagues.
These are all extracts from short video pitches made by some recent graduates looking for work. They were recorded on an app called Slink, a platform that wants to shake up the recruitment market. The team behind Slink think younger job seekers in particular express themselves better in video. I caught up with co-founder Faiza Jami in their London office.
Through this video CV, an employer actually already tick marks a lot of things. Your tone of voice, your confidence, how are your communication skills?
Employers pay for the ability to see their full details and perhaps take things further. During lockdown, companies have been doing live video interviews instead of face-to-face ones. And for a while now, very large companies have been using platforms like Shine or HireVue to add video to the recruitment process.
Hello, my name is Fakaya Wishka and I'm a third year politics and international studies student. I am most passionate about marketing, public policy, development and politics in general.
Video may be a convenient and in many cases cheaper way to filter candidates, but it does raise issues about discrimination. According to employment lawyer Sarah Evans of JMW, employers do need to be on guard with video when it comes to unconscious bias and discrimination.
The particular benefit of CVs is you can anonymise individual details and protected characteristics such as gender, race, religious belief, if you're wearing something that shows that.
I'm hungry, I'm furloughed, and I'm chomping at the bit. So take a chance on me.
For the new generation of graduates that grew up with YouTube and Instagram, video making may come naturally. It may even be a skill that gives them an advantage in an increasingly tough job market for everybody. I'm the BBC's Dougal Shaw for Marketplace.
Finally, if you've got $50 burning a hole in your pocket, you can drink like the Queen of England, kind of. The Royal Collection Trust has a new gin infused with botanicals like lemon verbena and mulberry leaves grown in the gardens of Buckingham Palace. No word yet whether Her Majesty has tried it, but the palace does say the new gin will be served at official events and it's perfect, topped with tonic and a lime slice. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.